Joining us, Kim Conant, who is the executive director, the, National Council.
It's the Council for the Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect, better known as CPCAN. That's easier.
CPCAN.
Yep.
I'm going with that every time. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We're really busy at the council right now.
Yeah. What do you got coming up?
Well, this coming Friday on March 26th, we're having our personal development training. It's a completely virtual experience. Harris Goodyear Brown is going to be our host, and she's coming to us out of Franklin, Tennessee. And there's still some spots available. If you'd like to, let me know today. It would be the last day.
Uh-huh.
And there's six social work credits attached to this. So if you need some social work credits, you're more than welcome to jump on board. But today would have to be the last day.
Tell us about your guest. Who is she?
Her name is Paris Goodyear Brown, and she's actually renowned. She's an author. She is the founder of Hope House, or Nurture House, excuse me, in Franklin, Tennessee. She's wonderful. She goes all over the country doing seminars like this, and I think you're going to really enjoy her. This is called the Dealing with a Wild Child.
Oh. I hear
you. It's going to be a wonderful, it's a full day training or experience. We're just really excited. It's been put off a few times because of COVID, but we're finally be able to do it virtual, so it's full speed ahead for Friday.
So is that for parents also?
It can be, yes, and it can be for teachers, social workers. So yeah, we're excited about it. Foster care, foster parents, mm-hmm. foster care workers are also urged to come in. And people from all over the state are already joining us for it, so we're excited.
How do they get involved?
They can call me at 784.
Let's do that again.
788-4239.
Oh,
extension
man.
15.
Okay.
You have a couple different numbers.
There you go.
Get me that one.
So you were recognized by Debbie Stanton?
Yeah, we are. Starting in April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So excited. It's for the full month. We can't do what we used to do because of COVID, but maybe next year we can get back to doing our pinwheel gardens. But this year we can't. But we are going to put our banner up, and we've been recognized for congressional recognition by Senator Debbie Stabenow and Congressman Tim Walberg.
Fantastic.
And matter of fact, Congressman Walberg is going to make his presentation in person on April 7th at CPCAN at 1:30.
And where's that at?
It's at 606 Greenwood Place.
There you go.
So we're excited.
That's right in the park, right?
It is, right across from the park.
Okay.
Yep. And if you'd like, it's going to be an outdoor event. We're going to have it on the porch and people can be outside. So it'll be a COVID-friendly event.
So how
we're going to have... go ahead.
How has the year been virtually?
It's better. It's better. I'm in the office. I'm normally the only one in. I've got a couple people come in a couple days, but we're far apart, so we're socially distanced. And masks are the rule of the day. Virtually, we're doing pretty good. Paris is going to host this personal development training virtually. I was just trained to be able to train others to teach our Nurturing Fathers program. So we're looking to get that up and running. Roar is now available to be taught virtually. They've tweaked it to make that happen. So it looks like we're going to be okay.
Do you guys, Kim, provide counseling services?
No, we do not. At least not at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything we've actually done in the past.
So April 7th, public invited there?
Sure, definitely. We would love to have them come out. We're going to announce Debbie Stabenow's congressional recognition. Congressman Wahlberg's going to give his in person. We're getting proclamations from the city and the county for our work in the community.
Mm-hmm. And
so we're pretty excited.
Is there a lot of work to do with kids?
Jackson is one of the highest locations in the state of Michigan for child abuse. It's up there, it's near the top.
That's sad.
It is sad. Also, as far as the well-being of children, we're 64th out of 83. So that's not good either. We can do better. We need to do better. And, you know, we've partnered with the city, and we're partnering with the county to make that happen in different ways, offering our programs. We're collaborating with other organizations as far as getting our programs out there, being able to meet, getting people in and clients in for our programs. So we need to step up. COVID has posed an interesting problem. During the time of COVID, and especially when schools weren't meeting and public schools were closed down and pools were closed, and the kids aren't being monitored by the people who usually monitor them.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers that are reported have dropped. And that doesn't mean it's gone away by right. any stretch of the imagination. It just means that it's not being reported, and that's not good. So we'd rather see the numbers up there, because then we know that the kids are being seen by those that need to see them, and that, you know, instances are being reported. If you see something that you're not sure about, call us, and we can point you in the right direction. There's yeah. no, it'd be much better to err on the side of caution.
And a lot of that's in the schools, and I would imagine getting back to school is going to be a
Correct.
Big, that's going to be a big help.
Yes. Oh, we've seen the numbers. When schools were closed for so long, the numbers went way down. The minute school started again and the kids were back in the classrooms, the numbers started to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that's a definite indicator.
So how are you guys funded, Kim, and how can people help?
We are funded through grants. We are funded through, I'm right now putting together a donor program. So we will accept donations as anytime. We're going to get that up and running and get more donor involvement. We accept anything from corporations, corporate giving. So we're totally funded by the public and grant writing.
So a 100%. Child Abuse Prevention Month is next month or this month?
Yep, April.
April, okay.
April. And we're going to be doing, instead of putting out our pinwheel gardens, we're going to be giving out a few pinwheel bouquets. They can be displayed around town. And also, some of our other agencies that we collaborate with are getting some pinwheels from us to give to their employees or to do a fundraiser for us with those. So we're excited about that.
So if somebody has a question for you, Kim, let's try that phone number again.
788-4239. Extension 15.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. And April 7th, a big day for your group.
It's going to be a big day. So, you know, that really means a lot. We were surprised when that happened, and they want to recognize us for our work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're going to be doing some fundraisers. We're going to be doing our donor list so we can do more in the community. And if you'd like to help, we can always use volunteers. So if you'd like to volunteer, give me a call also.
What are you volunteering to do?
You can help us. We have office work we can do. We'll have some fundraisers coming up that we'll need help with.
Mm-hmm.
Just all matter of things.
So give Kim a call on that.
Give Kim a call.
What was that number again?
788-4239.
You say that pretty fast.
is Monday, Greg.
No, it's Tuesday. It's a Tuesday that seems like a Monday right now.
Oh, it sure does. It sure does.
Hey, thanks, Kim.
Oh, Greg, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Appreciate it. Kim Coleman. Uh-huh.